Tough Enough just keeps getting crazier. Third week in a row, somebody uber qualified to be Tough Enough gets sent home. Patrick, you can say whatever you want to say about his personality, his attitude and stuff. The guy could have been someone that made an impact eventually, like in NXT and maybe even the WWE. His experience on the indie scene just made it that much easier to want to pick him. Mata got screwed. Mata is a guy that had the look, he had the attitude and everything. He could have been really good. And now, arguably the best female performer on the show, Chelsea, is sent home. All because of Paige's save and this wacky fan vote. At this point, you have to say to yourself, if you didn't know already, the WWE Universe probably isn't the most intellectual group of people, you know? They have their favorites, and they let it be known who their favorites are. And I don't understand the obsession with Sara Lee. I mean, I think she's cute. She's this, you know, girl next door type and stuff. But, I mean, Chelsea's got that Canadian pedigree. She's got more experience. She can be molded. Amanda should not be on the show anymore, even though she is hot. Miz has admitted that she's hot. I mean, she looks a lot like Marie, so it makes sense. But, so you've got ZZ still on the show, who is in absolutely horrendous shape for a wrestler. You're not fat, ZZ. I didn't call you fat, so don't worry about it. And you've got Amanda on the show, who is in good shape, but she's got this horrible attitude. And the same thing with Gigi. And it's like, I completely understand what Daniel Bryan was trying to say when he was saying, you're starting drama and you're being a little, like, brat. And you weren't dropped on your head. And your safety was never in jeopardy. And I think that's something Paige missed. She just didn't get it. And it's rare that I disagree with Paige on the show because for the most part she's been pretty on point. But I agree with Daniel Bryan. Gigi should have been sent home. And very similar to Patrick, she has this attitude about her that she's the best. And you're winning competitions. You're not doing anything in the ring. You're not proving yourself in the ring. The competitions in a reality show don't mean anything. So that's the thing. At the end of the day, you're going to get somebody that's won a reality show and not someone that's necessarily made to be a WWE superstar. And then, you know, The Miz really pissed me off too when he said that, like, Daniel Pewter was similar to ZZ. Is he for real? Daniel Pewter's like a legit tough guy. Daniel Pewter, like, could have broken Kurt Angle's arm on an episode of SmackDown. Like, he's a legit tough guy. He's a real wrestler. He's got MMA experience. ZZ's a 19-year-old, like, crocodile wrestler or whatever, alligator wrestler. Not even close to being in the same league as Daniel Pewter. And Daniel Pewter was in excellent shape. It's not his fault that he was more popular than The Miz. So, I mean, there's a lot of missteps in this episode, just in that simple fact that the judges, for the second week in a row, have played a huge role in who got eliminated, and in both situations, it was the wrong person. The good news is, Josh and Tanner are really coming into their own. They look like they're guys that can get it done in the ring. I'm really high on Josh. I think he's huge. He's got charisma. He's got a lot of Kevin Nash in him. It didn't sound right, but let's just go with it. I can see a lot of Kevin Nash in him. It didn't sound right either, but who cares? And he may have the potential to be somebody. At the end of the day, you have to say to yourself, could Tanner and Josh be a good tag team? They look good in the ring together. They joke around. They have chemistry together as friends. You might get a tag team out of this whole thing. As far as the ladies go now, I mean, who's left? Amanda, Gigi, and Sara Lee. I'm not confident about any of them. All three of them. I don't see any of those three being divas that, like, Sara Del Rey can take in NXT and really work with. I mean, it's taken Eva Marie, like, 3 years to finally get her act together, and she had her first, like, decent match on NXT. And these three women that are left are a good, like, 4 or 5 years away from doing what they have to do. And the fact that NXT is on the WWE network and has scope, I mean, I don't think that that's the place that you want to put them either. So it's like, you kind of have to say to yourself, like, WWE needs another developmental where these kids can get a lot of experience in real matches in front of people, because you have to be really good to get to NXT now. And I don't think any of the women are there yet. And none of the men are there either. But the men, see, this is the difference. Josh and Tanner can be taught and can get there. I see that. ZZ, I'm not sure about. I think he's just playing the game. But the women, I'm not so sure about. And it's just sad now because Chelsea's gone. And that was probably the best woman left out of the group. And she had really good chemistry with Tanner, too. So it's like you lost a whole big element of the show.